broke it, he blessed it even though he knew that his body was going to be broken. He blessed it and gave thanks to God, even as he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat." He didn't say, "Follow me when I'm healthy and whole and safe and beside you." He said, "Take and eat my broken body." And then Jesus took the last cup of the meal and blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of God's holy acts in Christ Jesus, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. And we proclaim the miracle of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And we ask, Lord, that you pour out your holy blessings upon us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and the cup, that by them we might become your body in the world, willing to walk on water by your side, willing to risk for your sake. Amen. Will those who are assisting with communion come forward, please? I believe it was supposed to be Lois and Carl. Sue, will you come up, please? And Dick, will you come up, please? The United Methodist Communion Table is open to all who seek a relationship with Jesus. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church as long as you want a relationship with Jesus Christ. And because we want the communion to be available to all persons, there are gluten-free alternatives in the center of each plate. Are you helping serve? Okay. We can do this. Church, this is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and eat. Church, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink.